The leaders of the three parties in government will meet today and are expected to agree to give the go-ahead to the building of a new national maternity hospital in South Dublin. The site, ownership and governance of the new hospital on the St Vincent's Hospital land has been at the centre of controversy for many years, and it erupted again 2 weeks ago when a cabinet decision on the matter was deferred until tomorrow. Let's talk to our political correspondent Paul Cunningham now. So Paul, the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste and Eamon Ryan all meeting today. Are they going to go ahead with this project?
Well, these are usually sort of private meetings. They happen every Monday afternoon, and political correspondents don't usually get a readout of what's discussed. But as you say, basically it's a clearinghouse for any wrinkles before cabinet meetings. And one of those big wrinkles was ironed out on Friday when the Culture Minister, Catherine Martin, was brought on board supporting the project after receiving communications from the St Vincent Healthcare Group that all services would be provided at the new hospital. So as far as I can see, there isn't any impediment now that we know of. Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnell-Logue was saying it would go ahead on the week in politics, and that seems the way it's going to happen. Sign off by the three leaders today, and then the cabinet passes it tomorrow.
Will there be anything added into the contracts as they exist at the moment? Because over the last number of days, there's been quite a range of proposals floated, from a codicil to letters of comfort to a review of the contract.
The short answer is no. I mean, this stemmed from the phrase clinically appropriate and what it might mean. Obviously, there's been that clarification given to Minister Martin from the St Vincent's Healthcare Group. So, I mean, the idea of a legal codicil was floating around last week. It did gain traction. So you wouldn't change the contract. You would effectively add a legal document of clarification into it. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly didn't close it off last week, but over the weekend, on Saturday, it was clarified that this is not going to happen. So the published documents are the final word on it.
And will that be enough for the opposition, Paul? I'm presuming not. There was a rally on Saturday against the hospital. Did that have any impact on any thinking in government?
Not that I could see. Basically, we had hundreds of people on the streets rather than tens of thousands. I'm not taking away from the concern being expressed by people, Dr. Peter Boylan or campaigner Alvar Smith. But I don't think it was going to shift the government's intention. They've clearly decided on the way they're going to go. That said, Ms. McGrath did say the campaign would continue beyond any cabinet decision, and any decision taken by ministers will be remembered at election time.
The St Vincent's Healthcare Group, they're the landlord in this contract. They're before the Health Committee today. What are we expecting at that meeting?
I think we're probably going to get more clarification of and an attempted reassurance to the members that any clinical procedure is going to be available at the new hospital. And also it'll afford the opportunity from the members to inquire about that, just how guaranteed is it, given there isn't going to be codicil, as we just mentioned. And also that question of why the Sisters of Religious Charity didn't just gift the land to the state, and then you don't have any of the complication of these multiple companies. So I think that's the tensions due to start at around 1:30 this lunchtime.
Paul, just finally on another matter, we're going to be talking to Julian Smith, the former Northern Secretary, in just a few minutes. Boris Johnson due in the North today, meeting the political leaders. He has written an op-ed piece for the Belfast Telegraph. He talks about a range of things, but on the protocol primarily, he says that there is, without question, a sensible landing spot in which everyone's interests are protected, and that his government will always keep the door wide open to genuine dialogue. He said he hopes the EU position changes, and if it doesn't, there will be a necessity to act. Any reaction from the Irish government to this piece?
Not just yet, but I think there's two things to say in it. The first thing is that Boris Johnson does seem to be keeping the door open there. He talks about reforming the protocol rather than abandoning it. You know, he does have that threat of unilateral action, a legislative move to act without sort of EU agreement, but he also talks about genuine dialogue. So it isn't as hard as maybe the Democratic Unionist Party would have liked to see. That said, when he talks about a landing zone available, only yesterday the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that he couldn't see any landing zone being proposed by the UK, and he called on the British government to engage professionally and sincerely on the topic, suggesting they're not doing that so far. So we've got, on the one hand, a chink of light in that there's doors open for further negotiation. On the other hand, relationships between Dublin and London are particularly low at the moment. There doesn't seem to be trust between the two sides, and that's what's going to be required to get us over the line.
Okay, Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent, many thanks.